नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8 9 एंड 10 गन्तुं कृता मतिर् ब्रह्मण गन्तुं कृता मतिर् ब्रह्मण 1.8.8
गन्तुं कृता मतिर् ब्रह्मण
द्वारकां रथम् आसितः उपलेभे अभिद्वान्तिम् उपलेभे भिदावन्तिम् विद्वान्तिम् उत्तरं भय विह्वलाम्
गन्तुम्
जस्ट् डिजायरिंग टू स्टार्ट
कृतमतीः हैविंग डिसाइडेड
ब्राह्मण
ओ ब्राह्मणा
द्वारकाम
टुवर्ड्स द्वारका
रथम
ऑन द चैरियट
आस्थितः
सीटेड
उपलेभे
सौ
अभिधावन्तिम
कमिंग हरिडली
उत्तरा
भय विहलाम
बीइंग अफ्रेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद
जय शिला प्रभुपाद
As soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwarka, he saw Uttara hurrying toward him in fear. Please repeat. As soon as
he seated himself
on the chariot
to start for Dwarka,
he saw Uttara hurrying towards him
in fear.
Purport. All the members of the family of the Pandavas were completely dependent on the protection of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord protected all of them in all circumstances. The Lord protects everyone, but one who depends completely upon Him is specially looked after by the Lord. The father is more attentive to the little son who is exclusively dependent on the father. Take the next one.
Uttaro vacha.
पाहि पाहि महायोगिन देव देव जगत्पते नान्यं त्वद् अभयं पश्ये yatra mrityu parasparam uttara uvacha uttara said
pahi pahi
protect
mahayogin
the greatest mystic
deva
the worshipable of the worship Jagatpate, O Lord of the Universe. Not.
Anyam.
Anyone else.
Tvat.
Than you.
Abhayam.
Fearlessness.
Pashe.
Do I see.
Yatra.
Where there is.
Mrityuhu.
Death.
Parasparam.
In the world of duality. Translation. Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Purport. This material world is the world of duality, in contrast with the oneness of the absolute realm. The world of duality is composed of matter and spirit, whereas the absolute world is complete spirit without any tinge of the material qualities. In the dual world, everyone is falsely trying to become the master of the world, whereas in the absolute world, the Lord is the absolute Lord and all others are his absolute servitors. In the world of duality, everyone is envious of all others, and death is inevitable due to the dual existence of matter and spirit. The Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for the surrendered soul. One cannot save himself from the cruel hands of death in the material world without having surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord. Take the next one. Number 10.
Abhidravati mam isha.
Sharastaptyaso vibho. Sharastaptayaso vibho. Kamam dahatu mam natha.
Mame garbho nipatyatam.
Abhidravati.
Coming towards.
Mam.
Me.
Isha.
O Lord.
Sharaha.
The arrow.
Tapta.
Fairy.
Ayasha.
Iron.
Vibho.
O great one.
Kamam.
Desire.
Dahatu.
Let it burn.
Mam.
Me.
Natha.
O protector.
Ma.
Not.
Me.
My.
Garbha.
Embryo.
Nipatyatam.
Be aborted.
Translation. O my Lord, you are all powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally if you so desire, but please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord. Purport. This incident took place after the death of Abhimanyu, the husband of Uttara. Abhimanyu's widow Uttara would have followed the path of her husband, but because she was pregnant and Maharaj Parikshit, a great devotee of the Lord, was lying in embryo, she was responsible for his protection. The mother of a child has great responsibility in giving all protection to the child, and therefore Uttara was not ashamed to express this frankly before Lord Krishna. Uttara was the daughter of a great king, the wife of a great hero, and student of a great devotee. And later, She was the mother of a good king also. She was fortunate in every respect. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantum Kritamatir Brahman Dwarakam Ratham Astitaha Upalebe Vidva Vantim Uttaram Bhaya Vihavalaram. As soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwaraka, he saw Uttara hurrying toward him in fear. Uttaro Vacha Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Twad Abhayam Pashe Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Abhidravati Mam Isha Sharastaptayaso Vibho Kamam Dahatu Mam Natha Mame Garbho Nipatyatam. O my Lord, you are all powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally if you so desire, but please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord. So as Krishna was about to get onto the chariot for his journey towards Dwaraka, Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu, mother of Parikshit Maharaj, and daughter-in-law of Arjuna and the Pandavas, she came running because Ashwatthama, after getting out of the camp, he again released the Brahmastra one more time. And this time he directed it towards Uttara, because Uttara was carrying the baby in her womb. So Krishna saw her rushing towards Krishna. And naturally, what was the situation? She was in great fear. Great fear. First, she had the fear for herself, but not because she wanted to save herself. You know, that's what is clear in the next verse. She was worried because her son may die, you know. And that's the reason Prabhupada says she did not go sati with Abhimanyu, because she was caring and it's her duty to protect. So she came bhaya vihavalam, being afraid. Vihavala is another, you know, when we have become restless because of fear. Okay. So Abhidhavantim, you know, Dha comes from Radharani also, she got the name Dha because she ran. So here also, Abhidhavantim, that means she was literally running. When she saw Krishna, Asthitaha, sitting on the chariot, Ratham. Because Krishna was going towards Dwaraka. So then, when she came and approached Krishna, she just first, you know, as this is a practice, it's a standard practice. You first glorify. So she is calling Krishna Mahayogi. She is calling him Deva Deva, O God of all gods. She is calling him Jagatpate. And then she is saying, nobody else other than you can save. So she is like, identifying Krishna properly. She knows that Krishna is the only one. If he desires, he can save anything. So this way she comes and asks for protection. And Prabhupada explains that those who depend on Krishna, Krishna takes care of everybody. Sometimes we feel that why Krishna is cruel to us, impartial to us, but no, that's not true. All this we have accumulated from our past lives, and so we are enjoying our suffering. Krishna has nothing to do with that. But sometimes for the devotee who is surrendered to him, then he becomes responsible. Like we know the case of Namdev. There are so many, but just to give an example, Namdev was totally depending on Krishna. So whenever he was in trouble, he will not start trying to do something on his own. He will simply call Krishna. And Krishna every time came and saved him. So many things happened like that in his life. So that's a proof. Because this word is of duality. What is the duality? Matter and spirit. Everything material is going to be finished one day. And everything spiritual will never be finished. So this is the duality. As long as we are in the material world, we have this problem. We have to take birth, we have to die. When we say we die, we just leave the body and then we accept another body. That's how we have to understand the death and birth. And because of that, there are so many problems. Because in between we live in this body. Because the problems are there of the body, of the surrounding things and the natural things and so on, And then we become envious of somebody. Somebody is progressing, others are not happy. This is a strange thing, Whereas the devotee, when he sees some other devotee serving, he becomes happy. He wants to also join that devotee for the service. That's the difference. So Uttara then asks for saving her son. She saw this arrow coming. You can imagine, you can't see the bullet coming, right? But some people can see. Yesterday I was seeing that somebody was practicing that you shoot a bullet and with a sword he cuts the bullet as it's approaching him. So he is really very fast. But not an ordinary person. But here, Uttara, Prabhupada explains that she's fortunate from all sides. Daughter-in-law of Pandavas, wife of Abhimanyu, the great warrior, mother of Parikshit, disciple of Narada. So all great things happening with her. And she's asking Krishna to protect. She is saying, please protect me so that she can give birth to Parikshit. So this way we are now ready for the appearance of Parikshit Maharaj in the next shlokas. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'd like to stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.